morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Oh, a little. Let me just clear my throat. Excuse me. First words I've spoken this morning. It's not funny. Like, you know, when you first sounds come out of your mouth, even though I've been awake, but I haven't spoken to anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, ooh.
I do.
I know you too, girl. Anyway, hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. Doing all right. So,
good. Glad to hear it.
We do have a hand raised. I think I know who it is. I don't know if you want to just go right into it, if that's all right.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. See you. Good morning. This is Marguerite.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, ladies.
Well,
hey.
Hello, Stranger Danger. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Happy New Year.
Oh, yes. Happy New Year to you guys.
Since it's the first, I wanted to wait until
you know, everything kind of lulled down and the hangovers are gone and, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
And everybody's doing, well, not me, but a lot of people are doing dry January, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, no alcohol
That's
for
funny.
The month of January. I'm like, okay.
We bought some. We bought 2 bottles of wine. We don't drink very much, and it has to be sweet. So we bought them for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve went. New Year's Day last week went. We finally opened it, I think, Sunday. And
see, there you go.
Still, the rest of it's still in the fridge. I mean, you know.
There you go. Yeah. So I think for those hardcore people who like to spend 364 days of the year or 11 mm-hmm. months out of the year drinking, great. But
yeah.
I think for the rest of us lightweights, we'll just leave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, darling, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and because I know a lot of people are doing all kinds of challenges and things, and I'm not really doing a challenge, but it's something that I'm still learning and mm-hmm. learning to say no and mm-hmm. and letting go of the conception that I can actually change somebody. You know, if they mm-hmm. want to ask me something and they don't listen, I can't help them
nope.
change, or I can't help them, you know.
Yep. Nope.
And it sometimes it's kind of like year after year you're listening to the same things and
mm-hmm.
they tell you something and, well, you know, if you want to call, if you want to talk, and it's the same thing. So
mm-hmm.
I did something different, and
mm-hmm.
I went, and I have a good friend that I've known for a while, and she's done amazingly. She's actually became a hypnotherapist. She's an excellent medium. She does so many things.
Mm.
So I bought a reading for somebody, a close member of the family.
Mm.
And it's not that I'm hoping for anything. I'm hoping that they get something because they have gone through
mm-hmm.
something that I have, and they lost a child,
mm. well,
an adult.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of frustrating when you kind of have your hands tied because they know things and you know things, but it stops there.
What do
you
mean?
When you want to help, you know, they're kind of asking for help, but they don't want it.
Well, the thing is,
you
because
know what
once
I mean?
They
They'll
get
ask
help,
questions.
Well, see, the thing, once they ask for help,
mm-hmm.
and again, this is more what's coming in energetically, Marguerite. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Is that it? This is completely unconscious, but it's
mm-hmm.
almost like once they get the help, then it's almost like being disloyal to their grief. So their grief is kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
like once you take that
yeah.
first step, there's no turning back. So
right.
it's that,
mm-hmm.
and as you well know, everybody grieves differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think, do you think that this person has the type of personality that would be open to getting a reading?
Well, she's getting one.
Well, no, but no, it's an important
question.
No,
yes.
It's an important question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
Because she believes in it. Yes.
Okay, that's good, because something like that could backfire. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
and I
all
know
you
that
can do.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, because I can't. You know, there's not. It's not in my control. It's hers.
Well, no, and
she's,
listen, you're,
it's
gift,
up to
you're
her
giving
whether
a gift.
Or not,
you're giving
right.
a gift, okay? And the thing with the gift is that once you give a gift, you're surrendering it. So
mm-hmm.
Even if the person re-gifts it or sells it or does whatever
mm-hmm.
with the gift,
mm-hmm.
doesn't like, that's their prerogative.
Right.
But what
right.
you did your part.
Uh-huh.
You did your part. So, again, we can't change the leopard spots, the tiger stripes, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. as much
mm-hmm.
as we'd like, as much as we have the best of intentions. But you can give the gift and step back.
Mm-hmm. Right. For me, it's hopefully it'll bring her comfort.
I'm sure it will. How could it not?
So, yeah.
Yeah, and
just
your presence,
you know.
is giving comfort. Your present and your presence
mm-hmm.
is giving comfort.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that that's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That's guaranteed. Whether she accepts that comfort is her free will.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? But the comfort's
oh, yeah.
there.
Yes. Yes.
You can
mm-hmm.
you know, make a meal for somebody, but it's up to them if they eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But in her own way, I think it's great because it's nudging her in a place that she's just not equipped to nudge herself to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to lose a child, whether it's an infant or an adult. It's horrendous. But when you have such a specific idea of who you lost, okay, a fully formed
mm-hmm.
person that you raised, you're dealing with such specific memories and experiences and perceptions and beating yourself up of what could have, would have, should have. I mean, that's what we do as mothers. So
mm-hmm.
the fact that, yeah, I think give it and step back and know that and know that the comfort is there, but it's up to her to receive it,
mm-hmm.
to activate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a beautiful gift to give.
I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I was wondering if I could get a message
sure.
today.
Of course, yeah.
Because it's, speaking of people losing, it would be the seventh
oh,
anniversary today.
Is it today?
So,
oh, my God.
And today, but it's okay.
Oh, listen, you don't have to tell me, I know.
You know, it's fine.
But it's,
I'm
it's a day. It's a day.
Uh-huh. It's a day. I remember. We all remember. So.
The day and, mm-hmm. you know, the birthday are always the hardest.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Mother's Day was always hard for me.
Mother's
so.
Day, too. Yeah, let's throw that one in.
Yeah.
There too. Okay, of course.
Yeah, but, yeah.
All right, let
but
me just pull
I,
it
this
up.
This is
go
like
ahead.
1 week because my sister lost her son on the 11th, but 3 years
January?
Later. So this week, yeah, it's kind of been, yeah, a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
yep.
it's hard. Let
mm-hmm.
me just load it up. Okay, I'm ready when you guys
okay.
are.
Okay.
Number associated with this message, it's a two-digit number, which is rare, and that number is 87. And the message is, as you own what no longer serves you and make energetic amends to harmonize the past and surrender to the present, the true you is free to emerge. It's interesting because it no longer serves you to worry about what other people think. It no longer serves
exactly.
you to say yes to everybody. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very telling message. I'm going to read it one more time. As you own what no longer serves you and make energetic amends to harmonize the past and surrender to the present, the true you is free to emerge. 87.
perfect.
Yeah.
The 8 and the 7, even with that message, the way that flows, you start off with the 8, which is where what you've already manifested, and then go to the 7, which is all the internal work. And on that different vibration of it being on the more spiritual side, versus 8, which is more material, then you add those up. It ends up being a 6, it's a 15-6, which is harmony, which is love. And it really is that whole thing about being very mindful of including yourself, as I always say, in the equation, you know, of caring. So this is just even, you know, each time you've read that message, you know, reading it twice, you know, it was very much about going inside and loving that. Even though it starts from the outside, because that tends to be what we associate with whether something is successful or not, is if everybody else is okay or if everybody else is happy with it. But this is assuming that, you know, you accept where you are right now, and whatever that, you know, all of it, whether it's, you know, oh, it's an okay day, or it's just a day or whatever. And then going in with that 7, it's saying, you know, I'm still looking within, and reminding myself of, you know, what am I truly made of, and you know, what's really important here, as 7s will do, in terms of looking at what's the priority, and what is truly at the core of the issue. Not that there's necessarily an issue, but what's at the core. So I love the message. These are always great messages, but it is about honoring yourself. Instead of focusing so much on if everybody else is feeling that they're honored, which is generally how we, as you know, as light workers, as empaths, you know, we want to make sure the work we do, you know, it's not always just done in a silo. You have to understand how you're affecting other people. Like, that helps a lot. It kind of it's a motivator. And it's a recognition, but this is also reminding you that when you've done the work, as an 8 will say, when you've done the work, you have to continue to move on and evolve. But the evolution happens from within, not because of things that you've seen on the outside. They're incentives, but it's not the bigger or the entire picture. So to complete the picture, it's also really what's inside. And I think that's such an important thing. And it kind of definitely ties in with what you were talking about earlier, with knowing when to let go of any expectations. And both of you were just talking about how you can only provide a gift, whether, you know, it's your own gift or by means of other talents, other people's talents. Sometimes other people will provide the message in a way that maybe the way you deliver it, the other person that you want to help is not going to be able to receive it. But hearing it from somebody else, even if it's the same message, but just the way it's delivered, the way it's packaged, the way it's set up, mm-hmm. it makes sense, or it gets through, then you were still mm-hmm. acting as a vessel in your own way. But you know, like information, you know, people can all read the same book, or, you know, grow up in the same family, or learn in the same classroom, but they will each take in something different, even if the lesson was exactly the same in the way it was delivered or presented. So you never know what people are ready to take on or what they're ready to assimilate. And I think they're reminding me that is the role of the teacher. A lot of times we don't know.
Right.
You know, we're teaching. And if we're called upon, you know, to grade or to ascertain, well, how far have you come? You know, then we can provide our observations. A lot of times we don't always apply that to ourselves. But in a teaching environment, everyone is being taught, even the teacher. but for different things. So you're right. I mean, it's a tough one to integrate, because when you're so much into that mode of being the giver or being the person with the wisdom or the answers, like, you know, obviously that feels good when you hit it right off the mark. And because of the way we're wired, you know, we want to be of service. So we do a lot above and beyond. That seems to be like the usual title. Oh, she went above and beyond because, you know, you're so giving. But you really can't make somebody do anything or get it. You know, you have to provide an environment and be patient and realizing that they may never really get it the way you want them to get it. You know, they may never fully,
right,
in your eyes, seem to get it, but they may get exactly what they need to get. And just like you got exactly what you need to get in that moment. And it is, it can be a bittersweet kind of teaching, but it's so important. Otherwise, we spend a lot of our lives thinking that we are not good enough to do what we do. And so we end up attracting situations that will just continue to allow us, well, can we let it go? You know, can we still honor ourselves and honor the other person, not by providing the answer, but by providing a safe space or providing any kind of space for them to even get it. Sometimes, you know, we have to meet people where, well, not sometimes, every time we have to meet people where they are. And so it continues to be something that we're reminded of, that even with our best intentions, with so much love behind it, it may not be received as such. Sometimes a reaction can be completely not what you're expecting, but it isn't about, you know, you being a bad person or not being good enough. But we have to get through all the layers of our own stuff to understand that message, just like they have to get through layers of their own stuff to get whatever that gift was. Even if it's not what you think it is, even what you intended it to be, they still can get something out of it. And you have to be able to know at what point do you leave it. And what's connecting here is, I think it's a situation that mothers in particular go through. And I only say because I'm a woman, and I've seen it more and more, obviously, in this lifetime. Not to say that fathers don't have it too, but I think that women tend to always go above and beyond. And to take care of things like the subtle arts, you know, like the very subtle things that don't seem to be such a big deal until you can't do it anymore and the whole household or the whole, you know, family suffers in some way because, you know, your presence wasn't there. You know, it's interesting to get this, you know, these images for me, because I think mothers, so women and mothers in particular, will do that, and then, you know, so they'll go above and beyond, and they have so many high hopes for, say, their children, and when it doesn't work out, and the child, you know, something happens where the child won't go beyond a certain point, or will just kind of take off and do something, you know, obviously, oh my gosh, become its own person. You know, there's a lot that they hold on to, you know, and then all of a sudden that becomes their mission of fixing. And it's not about anything being fixed.
Right.
So that becomes our lesson of when to let go, when to be as supportive as possible, but let the other figure it out, you know, so the person you're trying to help also doesn't feel like they aren't good enough to figure it out on their own. And you are, you know, you don't ever feel like you're not good enough to help them. It's such an interesting balance, because these are the patterns that we tend to repeat in different ways until we understand that. And it always ends up being an inside job, you know, a work that we have to do within ourselves. Because to meet someone halfway, we have to know how far we can go, right?
Correct.
So that's it's a deeper message and a deeper situation than I think we at first glance would give it, you know, much thought, you know, just like, oh, yeah, well, we have to do that. But if you see the many ways every day, not just in the mother-child role, but in any of these different, you know, you could be, you know, owner of your company. You could be the sister, you know, in a family. It doesn't matter. But we can all see the sort of dynamics that play out if we decide, one, the world is broken, we have to fix it. That's a lot of responsibility. And two, I'm not going to be good enough to fix it. This is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that vibration is kind of passed along, then obviously any little bit we could do to help heal that, to shed more light on it so we see it for what it is, will help in some way down the line, you know, in all directions, or even show me from, you know, from your ancestors to the people that are coming after you. That's how it changes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Because to me, in my life anyway, being a woman, being female, we were brought up to be more nurturing than the male. Mm-hmm. The male was the breadwinner, you know, the male did all the work. But now it's the female is not just nurturing, but she is also the caretaker and everything else. She's taking on all these other roles. So, you know, bringing it all in, and she's juggling them, but most of them are doing a great job. Some of them, you know, are asking for help. Some of them don't want the help. And some of them are just there because people are drawn to them. So, yeah, it's all, you know, and it's, I think more and more people are just becoming so much more aware. And I don't know if it's, and I don't know the planets. I know people are, you know, into astrology and everything. But if it's how things are shifting and the energies and, you know, all over, because I can feel more, and I know it's not, you know, my energy. So I can only imagine how someone else who's going through something is having all that energy brought into them.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Just a whole complex thing. And, you know, I'm always the one, well, not always, but I'm the one in the family anyway that people will come to and tell me all, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, because
on,
you're the ambassador. You're the ambassador
right.
of consciousness. There's always one, you know, in every family.
And I know. But it's, on the other hand, it's, I'm the only one that they don't call to say hi.
Because it's a mirror, because you have light.
I know.
Because I know you
right.
know. And the thing is to be totally okay with that. And I'm not saying you're not, but I'll give you an example. I have to be so hyper aware of my boundaries. Because I'm that person too. I'm that person too. And the second somebody sees that you're not so vigilant, you know, like the Secret Service, you gave them, you know, you said, oh, take 10 to the security force,
right.
take 10. They just will come right up in there. And, and somebody called me way too early yesterday, immediately barreling in with, I didn't even understand what she was complaining about, but just not even hello, just, ah. And I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
I said, wait a minute. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Of course, you're calling me for help. So tell me what the situation is. She told me. I said, this is how you handle it. You can't control. I don't want to hear the story. I said, this is what you do. And then she started, you know, figuring out the logistics. I said, I'm not here to listen to the math. You figure it out. That's it. You can't control, don't go into the rabbit hole of not being able to control things, and do not drag me down into that, because my life is far from cute right now. And I really had to check her, you know, and I was nice about it. And then when I got a phone call and a text, I didn't even respond. Not out of anger, out of boundaries. Yeah, and I don't care what your opinion of me is at this point. I had to completely step away from my kid's father. Cannot communicate with him. Mm-hmm. Boundaries. You know? And I'm sorry mm-hmm. to say, I'm sorry to say that yesterday, and I think it might have been an anniversary of, like, when things were really, really, really bad or when I had fallen. Well, it was the first time in 6 or 7 months that I fell. And I'm like, damn it, I was so disappointed in myself. I lost my balance and I fell on the street. And I did that chronically last year. But it made sense. It made sense to me. It made sense to me because I allowed my boundaries to be violated mm-hmm. and I had to ring them back in. And that was the universe saying, you better start thinking about yourself. I right. saw myself putting myself second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, falling into that pattern. And I think that's why I fell.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not doing this. We are not doing this. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that it was cold and I was bundled up with a big, long goose down coat. So that broke my, thank God. Thank God. And for all those times that I've fallen, I've been just a little banged up. Thank God. It's terrifying. So what I'm saying is these things happen, these feelings come up, and unfortunately or fortunately, we have to be the CEO of our boundaries. And people can be very cavalier with what you have to offer, and they will take and choose what they want, and then they feel like, you know, it's almost like what are you, like online catalog shopping? Like, you're not the catalog. Well, I want Marguerite's compassion, but I really don't want her advice. So, and she makes a mean tuna casserole, so I want that, but I don't want her suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I want Liz to give me the great advice and all of that, but I don't want to deal with that Liz is going through like a lot of stuff herself and that she's going to check me. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. And it's almost like, damn it, I don't want to assume that hardness, so to speak. There's a difference between being hard and cold.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a very warm person. I'm a very warm person. And seeing that putting myself first is slipping away real quick. And I'm falling in the street now because of that. And all I care about is making sure that my kids are good and I'm good. There's not much room to accommodate everybody else's drama. Although you and I and many of us are very good at being in that space and supporting that, where it's not, and who cares about fair or equality because there's no such thing, but it's not reciprocated. And we don't even want it from those sources anyway. We'd rather be in a state of communion and solitude with Source, with Spirit,
mm-hmm.
to sort things out for ourselves.
I would.
Thank you.
I am not a group person. I mean, I'll go into
nor
a situation,
right.
But
nope.
I will sit away from a lot of people, or I will stand, or I will not, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I like going to the grocery store, just, okay, I put the armor on and I go
That's
in
it.
And do my shopping.
That's it.
I'll
That's
smile
it.
Because sometimes people need a smile.
That's right.
But I, you know,
That's
unless
it.
There's a conversation.
That's
nope.
it. Nope.
So,
nope. Yep, I am exactly
That's how
the same
I've
way.
Been.
I think we mm-hmm. need to be wired. People can pick up, like,
mm-hmm.
a very sensitive person, a very person with common sense, a person that gives
mm-hmm.
great advice. It has nothing to do in their perception with Spirit Source, or that we're walking through multidimensional experiences, which is like all day,
mm-hmm.
and it's exhausting. And this is why mm-hmm. we need to step aside and regroup, because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot, and sometimes it's too much to bear. At the supermarket in New York, it's crazy. So in the supermarket, it might be just too much going on. I have been known to just turn right around and leave. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I know I have pasta in the house. Screw it. you know,
yeah.
I'll go to the grocery store tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or I'll order online or whatever.
Yep.
We have to take care of ourselves. And I think certain
mm-hmm.
things will remind us, whether it's feeling uncomfortable, whether it's feeling not heard, whether it's feeling like people are picking and choose what they want to, what they want to get from us. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, and it's like stepping into your light and holding your ground.
Right.
And that's and that's that, and advocating
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to make an excuse now and again with, because it's easier, then it's fine. Especially with people that are very hardcore in their lack of spirituality or militant in their atheist, you know, being atheists, which is fine. You could be militant about it, but God forbid I want to express myself in a spiritual way. There, you just know
mm-hmm.
that it's not a safe space.
Right.
Well, with those people, it's like, didn't realize I have to work tonight. Can't make it. Because you have to have your armor on, as you say. Absolutely. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's heavy. Sometimes
right.
it's heavy. It's very heavy to put on that armor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier
yep.
to, yeah. So I
mm-hmm.
I get it. Yeah.
And for me, I've learned over my life,
mm-hmm.
which is not over, that when I trip and fall,
yes.
I hear, well, you know, you weren't listening, so we made you
exactly.
do this. We made
oh,
you
and I knew it too. I'm like, damn it, I was doing so good for 6 months.
You know.
The last time was July.
Yeah.
I was doing so good. And I had to
mm-hmm.
reel it back in, and really knowing I have to take better care of myself. So
right.
My kids, even my son's friends, I'm putting them before me. And that's fine. Like, but that's exactly what that was. I knew exactly what
mm-hmm.
that meant.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly. I had left my body. I wasn't integrated. And it made me sad because I was on such a roll. It was the longest time without falling, 6 months. And let's see how long I go, you know, this go around for 2019.
But, you know, but it's okay. You know, we say,
course.
Well, what did we do? But it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, once in a while, it's just maybe that nudge. You know, they don't
oh, yeah.
want you to actually get hurt, but it's kind of like, you know, here, you know, let's just stop
yeah.
a minute and think.
Yeah,
so,
I've been very lucky.
You know, sometimes
not to have
we feel,
seriously
what did we
hurt.
Do wrong?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
you know, it's just for us to become aware
of course,
more, not
yeah.
just go back and
yes,
what did we do?
Yeah, I was slipping
so,
away.
We're moving on, you know.
I was slipping
yeah,
away.
And it's,
yeah.
Yeah, we all do that. I mean,
it's normal to
and,
be human.
And sometimes if I don't, I'm wondering, okay, I know I'm messing up, but, you know, so, you know, sometimes I want to make sure, okay, you know, if I'm not doing it right, let me know, you know. So,
right.
but,
right.
you know, thankfully, you know, nothing is, you know, that extreme because I did go through a car accident, which mm-hmm. I, for, you know, thank you God that I made it.
When was that?
May of 08.
Mm.
I made it. I mean, besides having both vehicles totaled, and it was
my
not
God.
My fault, somebody went
right.
through the stop sign right by our house.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was the last one to be taken out because the other ones were not wearing seatbelts except for the driver.
Oh, my God.
And when I was laying in the ER and the, I think it was the state police, came down into my face within inches, which I, my space.
Yeah,
and
hello.
He looked at me and he goes, if you weren't in that car, you would not be here. So those words are still, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't listening either because I heard something before that. Before the impact. So,
yeah.
you know, there's always, you,
right.
know, you go through.
Right.
And I'm dealing with a little bit of residual aches and things. And,
sure,
and
of
with
course.
Age, it's just getting worse. But I'm listening.
Right.
So I know, you know. So, yeah.
Right.
It, you learn from, okay, so now I'm going to listen. So when I'm driving,
yes.
you know, if I hear something like slow down or take this, or I do
right.
it.
yeah,
don't,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guess. It's kind of
yes.
like if you wait and guess at it, then, you
right.
know, they gave you that little hint. And
right.
So I'm grateful for those. And
yes.
you know, and grateful for every minute that I'm here. I think,
all day.
You know, I say my prayers at night, say thank you for this day, and I wake up and I say thank you for another day.
Yep.
And, you know, for some who just don't care to be here or
right.
are just not present,
right?
To me, that's a waste, you know.
Right.
Do
it's
something
almost like
with your life.
Well,
know.
And that's interesting that you say that for those not present. So it's almost like for those that are fully present, you know, it's like compensatory. So they're, like I said, you know, you are an ambassador. You're a family ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that I'm the family ambassador with when I was growing up as a child. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have
yep.
to listen. And I, yeah, I'm grateful. And when I picked myself up and, of course, just continued on my way, I said to myself, okay, you got to pay attention. You are letting yourself slip away.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen. That can't happen. And literally exactly this time last year, it was probably the most painful for me in my life. And, you know, that's saying a lot with all the stuff I've been through. So
mm-hmm.
I think I'm just being very triggered. It's very cold. It's a lot. I took a long walk,
mm-hmm.
you know, running around, and it was during that walk. And when I would take walks last year, it was more because I was waiting to figure out where I was going to stay because I couldn't be in my home with my kids. Like, so it's a whole. And I knew that was, oh, let's mark the anniversary, yay. So
mm-hmm.
it makes sense. And I felt quite a bit that time too. So I think it was a combination of a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's okay to say, okay, I'm going to take care of my family, but first I need to take care of myself.
Absolutely.
And then, you know,
absolutely.
We work on everything together.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I did this too.
I know.
I,
yep.
You know, I had 6 kids when I moved out here, and
oof.
I needed to take care of them.
Yep.
And then it was me. But it wasn't always me. It was all, most of the time, it was
of
my
course.
Kids because
right.
who's going to take care of them? You know, so
thank
that's
you.
What we do.
That's
the mother.
That's
the nurturer.
Who we are.
Yep.
It's like Elisa was saying, the little things all day. And God is in the detail.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they fall mm-hmm. apart. If we go someplace, they fall apart. Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to, okay, I'm gonna make you guys laugh because where our house is, there's 4 houses that were put on this, I don't know what you want to call it, pasture that they sold. There was 2 acres each, and they're fairly close enough. And then the house directly to the south, I guess, or west, to us faces us, and our house is facing different. It's facing our main drive, and it's a retired couple, and they've gone through a lot. They both have had cancer. One still has cancer, and she left twice, and she came back, and there's
oof.
Been domestic, you know, disputes and stuff like that. You know, the couple's friendly, but for the last almost year or so, and they're, since their front of the house faces the side of our house where we have a door, they've mm-hmm. kept their front door kind of open.
Oh.
Not the shades and the windows or
oh.
just the front door.
Okay.
And they sit, because we've been in their house, they have 2 recliners and they sit fairly close to the door but facing the TV on the wall. So
oh, Lord.
I have to laugh because every time they go someplace, the door closes and here they come home, the door opens. And one during the summer, the woman comes out. We start talking, and she goes, "Yeah, well, she's got 1 dog, and it's a not a miniature, but it's a little bit bigger. And the dog's going all over the yard." And she goes, "Yeah, well, the neighbor's dog across the way here across the street, comes in there, and it's a little tiny dog, comes in the yard and he poops, and he pooped over there in your yard. And I just kind of like held it back because I'm like, this is all pasture.
That's what they do.
We've had cows. But for her, because I have a dog. Well, we had a dog at one time, my daughter's dog. Mm-hmm. And I don't think of it as an intrusion unless it starts to destroy property.
Right.
It's basically running around.
Right.
And every other house here has dogs except for us. So every day, you know, we come home and we'll do something and the door is open. And next thing I knew, I'll get a message or something. The dog was in your yard.
Oh,
and
Lord,
I just have to laugh.
No,
I said, okay.
No wonder domestic dispute. I would have a domestic dispute with her, too.
Well, he's the one with the issues. He guns, and we don't want to go there. But
anyway. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
But this is, yeah.
Yes.
But now it's like, I just say, okay. And other times I just let it go because I think it's because they don't have life. Like I said, if you get up every day and you don't enjoy or do something with
your
life. You're
not investing in life. Right. And if you don't have a spiritual compass, you don't have, like I have a few, like I said before, a few hardcore atheist friends. And look, you don't have to believe in God, but believe in something. And I remember having a conversation talking about like alternative medicine or whatever. And the way she shut it down, like, it was almost like the anger. And I wasn't even talking about my own experience. I marveled at that. I said, why is she so angry? She said, well, there's no science to that. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yep,
okay.
The neighbors are religious.
Ooh.
So they go by the Bible.
Oh, my God, that's so scary.
The Bible makes me sick. I'm sorry.
It's scary.
It's all against
it's
the woman.
Scary. It's mythology.
Yes.
It's you know, really twisted,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
Stories. It's skewed history, but oh my God. Like,
it's written
yes.
by a man, not a woman.
Right.
Not for a woman. It's for
a
man.
Right.
So, yeah, I try to, you know, and that, so now this is what humors me, keeps me going, because the thought of somebody watching us that's entertainment for them. Because they have no other means of entertainment. They have no other means
that's
to
terrible.
Make their life any better.
Yeah.
So,
that's a lot of people. They're just not doing much.
No.
Yeah.
So that's what we do every day. Not every day, but we have.
Yeah. And you have a life.
That,
you have a multidimensional life. You have a fascinating life, but you have a life that you have to be very selective about how you share that part of your life. This radio show is one way for you to just be fully every aspect of who you truly are, as it is for Lisa and as it is for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's a place where we can really relax and give service and just breathe a little bit easier instead of compartmentalizing all the time. Which is what we do most of the time when we're out in the world.
Right.
Unless we're in solitude or we're in our space with, at our household where we know that we can just be. But just being, I tell me if you agree, but there's a lot of compromise to just being when we're out in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of compromise. You're not really fully who you are. But you know things.
Uh-huh.
You feel every feeling that's going
up,
on. Right.
Yeah. It seems like you're giving up what you are, you know, a part
you're
of
suppressing
you.
It.
Because you're not, you're not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, well, see my son, because he's autistic, he doesn't believe in a lot of things.
Right.
So I don't talk about it in front of him. I mean, you can have an art, you know, not a discussion.
Right.
But it's not going to make him change.
And you're not going to, and the thing is, it's like, and that's not
and
his
that's
path.
Fine.
And it's
I told
not about
him,
having a
fine.
Debate. It's not like having a debate.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a solitary, I don't find it lonely, but it's a solitary experience, and I'm very grateful that it's supported in my household with my, and it was when their father lived here, he was the show's biggest fan. Now he doesn't listen, but that's okay. But again, it was more, you know, we're the ambassadors, so to speak, but where's the work being done? And my oldest son is doing so much work on himself spiritually that I don't feel like I'm being drained because he's doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his own way, my youngest son is doing his work too in his own little crazy teenage way. He's doing his work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more freedom or breathing room. You know, like, oh, mommy's burning sage again. Okay, cool. So
yeah, I can do that. My son won't say anything. Oh, you know, okay.
Yes, which is nice.
Know,
yeah, but, so that's
natural,
nice to have that.
You know, yeah.
Some people would not like that. So to have that grace, there's that word, and it came up without me even thinking about it. Ding, that's a little gift. Yeah, there's that grace. Yeah, yeah. There's that grace.
She's happy today, so.
Of course.
Watching
over.
We do have another hand raised. So I thought, you know, we can still keep you on. That's totally cool because I think I know who this is. So let's
take this call.
Is that you, Tessa?
Good morning. Yes.
Morning.
Oh, and just heads up, Alisa. Of course, when it rains, it pours. Just heads up, we have a request from a listener that we just got in the email. So hopefully, what's her name? I'm going to say it wrong. Her email says JoJo, but it's not the name that she says. But person with the email JoJo, keep listening. Okay, if you're able to keep listening, and we'll get to you in a second. Okay, go ahead, Tessa. Hi, babe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So I bet you want a message because I didn't have the database last time.
Yes, of course.
How do I know that?
I was listening to her speak too, and I just want to say like it was crazy. I was looking on Instagram and I followed this lady who pulls tarot cards every day. One card she just pulled was about being yourself. Like how about being yourself? Like, you
yeah,
know,
about being yourself,
you
right?
Are, and, you know, and just like how you saying, like, when we are out in the world, it's kind of hard for us to be us in totality because,
right. It's,
you know, people, everybody has different, you know, belief systems.
Right.
And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot this past week was about other people's belief systems because especially coming back to the countryside of Georgia, a lot of people here are Christians.
All day.
So it's like previously, the other day I was in a car with TJ and I had said something about Jesus. Like, it's just Jesus. Like, I guess I forgot something. And he was like, oh, I get so tired of hearing about Jesus. I said, what makes you say that? I was like, TJ, what makes you say that? And he was like, oh, and he goes to an after-school program.
Right.
And it's, I guess the lady there is Christian. So she has a man come in every afternoon and speak to them about Jesus and teaching them about the Bible. And so it's rubbing me the wrong way, and I'm trying to gather myself before I go speak to her about it because I just feel like everybody doesn't have the same belief.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me just it goes back to the earlier conversation of we can't change the leopard spots. I don't think energetically, Tessa, I don't think it's a good idea for you to talk to the teacher.
I mean, that's why I've been going back and forth with him.
Girl,
you
called the show, right?
I told him that he's going to hell.
Girl, you called the show.
Telling
you called the show, right? Listen, you called us. Yeah, energetically, I'm picking up on this is a bad idea, and you're just confirmed by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be so. Right now, the damage hasn't been done, okay? The surface is being scratched. You got to take him out and find something. You got to find another solution. Don't even talk. You got to walk away. Don't even talk to this person. Don't even.
Gotcha.
And what's going to happen is you're going to project such it's going to make the problem worse, and then you're going to go down the rabbit hole with them. Let them have their beliefs. This person had a horrible, and it's, I'm just picking up on this, had some major childhood trauma, which is why she's the way that she is. Okay?
I've got a lot. So thank you.
Yeah. Run. Get them out. Don't even make an excuse. Sometimes with certain people, they're not going to listen to the explanation. Make an excuse. He got a scholarship, whatever. I don't care what you say. Pull him out.
I'm off today.
Pull them out. And I want you to, if you can, I want you to give us a call sooner than later. That's your message. I'm not even pulling anything for you because I just pulled it. Pull them out. Pull them out. Do not talk to this woman. Keep your cards close to your vest. Do not. You owe her no explanation. Do not, just figure out what you're going to do. Don't say anything to anybody. Don't even say anything to TJ. If he complains about it, say, Mommy's working on it. That's it. You have to be very strategic and very careful. Don't say too much about this until you know what he's doing. And I would just pull him out, because by not saying anything, she's going to be left with her own thoughts. If you're saying anything, well, I don't believe this or that, my son, blah, 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 whatever, 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 then you're the harlot, you're the trollop, you'll be the divisive projection.
Yeah.
Okay? And you don't need any, you don't need it. You got to lock it down. It's no different than when I cut the call off yesterday from this person that was just, if she could, she would have just drained the life out of me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's by what I don't say. It's not what I say, it's what I don't say. So, yeah, I want you to call us back.
I will. Definitely.
All right, good luck with that. So we're going to deal with this email.
Hey.
That I'm feeling that so strongly, like, ooh, get him out. She went through some, Okay, so let's check this email from... What?
Oh, sorry.
I was going to talk to you later.
Bye, darling.
Take care, Tessa.
Okay, I'm glad she called. Oh, my God, because that came in through so strongly. Okay, so this email says, Hi, I'm listening to your show. We'd be very happy if you can give me a reading. We'll do a mini reading. Oh, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. I'm going to say go JoJo because I don't want to say your name bad. Go JoJo. It's your birthday, so let me give you we're not going to deal with the year, okay, because that's for private readings, but her birthday is today, so I'll leave that to you. And I think she's calling outside of the state just because of how she did her birthday. She did the month first. She did the day first and the month. So maybe she's calling from the UK. I don't know. But, and then she says, I would love to know when our financial situation will improve. Thank you kindly. Okay. You tell me if you want to start or should I jump in?
Well, I think we can do this collaboratively. She's in a 3-year.
Okay, so I want to keep connecting, so I'm going to have you go first. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she's in happy birthday, first of all. You're in a 3-year. And, excuse me, the energy of 3 is now to just expand a little bit more on some of these ideas that you have been considering for the last couple of years. Some of them are really exciting, and some of them are just sort of whimsical as I guess it could be for a Capricorn. But then this past year, which was, number 2 energy, which was more about just being very receptive and kind of doing more of your own research on what's really viable here. What are some of these ideas? I can't do all of them. I need to prioritize, and this is one way of doing that. So this year, though, is much more, of a free-flowing, let the energy flow, see how things work. You're more excited about some of these ideas that you've done your research on and you're ready to talk about them. You feel like you know enough about them to really talk it up and to talk to other people who are like-minded or who are maybe experts in some of these things that you want to get into. And I, you know, it's funny, most people, when they talk about, you know, what's coming up for this year, usually money is always a part of that. I mean, you know, those are just basic things that even if people do a reading, they always want to know, well, just in case, you know, how, if it's not money, it's about the work, the quality of work and the environment. It's all connected. It's about, it is about your, how your energy is going to flow. Money is energy. So in a 3 year, it's a very positive type of vibration. In that it can be very lighthearted. And I think for people who tend to be very focused on what needs to get done, any bit of lightheartedness helps take that seriousness and heaviness out of it. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to just be very flippant about it, but it means that there will be they're showing me these pockets of like sunlight where when you think it can be so, you know, so crazy, oh, I've been doing this for so long, you'll see these pockets of sunlight, or I would like to see this, look at them as these opportunities that will come up that you hope would come up, but you didn't think you had the power to maybe orchestrate it so it would come up. Just be aware that these types of things are not necessarily exactly how you picture them, but they will be of the same vibration. An opportunity is an opportunity is an opportunity. So when you see something that looks like, whoa, that's, I have to follow that. Like I have to continue asking questions and especially if you notice you get really excited about it because it speaks to your soul, not because it's, oh, it's going to line my pockets. Maybe that speaks to your soul too, but I think it has to be a little bit more than just what your perceived value of it is in terms of, you know, money or, you know, just, you know, those typical things. But down the road, is it something that is worth your energy and your time and your effort? Is it something that will fulfill you? So that's sort of the energy of the year, is that there are ways for opportunities to come about, and mostly it's because when you're feeling really light about it and you're feeling they're almost showing me like when you're just having a great conversation and you know, when you have these conversations when everything clicks, where even the people that you're talking to, or maybe it's just one person, and you're just in a really good flow and you lose all track of time. It's just, you know, you're in it and you're in the zone. It's those types of opportunities that can show up because you're so passionate about what you want to pursue and with your little goals, and, you know, not little, but they are going to form the basis of what you're going to be working on the next 5 years or 4 years really in earnest. So, keep in mind, excuse me, these types of things. Wow, hold on a minute.
Okay, I hope you don't get cut off. If you do, because a lot of stuff is coming in, JoJo, so download the show. Maybe you can still hear. Sometimes it depends, like on Blog Talk, it will get cut off, but we can still record. If you're on the phone line listening, you can still hear this, but a bunch of things are coming in. I'm just going to have Elisa finish, and then because some energy from the other side coming in big time.
No, that's it. That's it. Just go ahead.
Okay.
I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. So as I was connecting to your energy while listening to all the great guidance Elisa was giving you, I was just jotting some things down that came in, and I have no idea what they mean. Hopefully it will mean something to you. It would be great to get a follow-up email once you've heard your whole reading, just to see if we were on the right track, or better yet, give us a call. But it would be great to get an email. So the first thing I wrote down was throat and lungs, like something's not being expressed, okay? And that energy is very, very pervasive. There's some unfinished business or something that needs to be said or expressed, because like we were talking about earlier in the show, how we kind of have to compartmentalize who we are in the outside world. Then what came in was something with the element of water. I don't know what that means. And a large boat. I don't know if it's like a luxury boat, a cruise boat, or a sailboat. I don't know. I don't think so much of a cruise, but some sort of like boat, nautical water. Then the energy of very strongly of somebody from the other side came in. And I also wrote down that you need to clear the clutter because you may find something of value that might help with your finances. So, and I don't know if that's connected to somebody on the other side, that they had left you and you don't know that it's there or that it's buried treasure. I don't know. And then the last image I wrote down, that I saw a structure made out of bricks. I don't know if it's a building or a home. But really think about who that element from the other side is. Really think about your respiratory or around you. I don't know if it's you or somebody around you that's not expressing or it's you not expressing. I don't know. The element of water, a very large vessel on the water, the energy the other side, and clearing the clutter and really paying attention that there's value right in front of you, or it's there ready for you to discover, and that will start shifting your perception with finances and abundance, and that will start moving the flow in a way that it will be more stable than it's been recently. So I hope between Elisa and myself that helped. And send us an email. Let us know. Okay, good.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, so hopefully she'll catch that. Yeah, what an interesting conversation. And, yeah, hopefully she'll send us an email. All right. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Wonderful conversation. Thank you, callers, Tessa, Marguerite. Love you guys. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.